This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فتاة الخير يا أملا تنير مسير دعوتنا وتقيد مشعل الإيمان كي تنجو بأمتنا وترفع راية القرآن.
Mothers need to be supported, especially in those early years. So obviously the ideal is that there is a man, there is a husband who's there. Whereas in Western culture, slowly but surely, the trend has increased of women just having children without a man around, sometimes even electing to do that, like actually choosing to, you know, just get pregnant in order to have a child. Islam recognizes the benefit of having both parents is immense. In Britain, fathers, when it comes to fathers, 1 million children have no man at all in their life. And you know, there's this phrase called broken Britain. Because there's so, you know, elements of society have really broken down, and there's certain aspects of society that just really need to be fixed. One of the major causes of broken Britain is absent fathers. First of all, you know, men don't really know what it is to be a man anymore. Because the lines have been blurred so much, and because, you know, people are constantly saying, well, men and women are the same. You know, women are saying, we don't want you to open the doors for us. We don't want you to stand up for us when, you know, we don't need anything. We're independent. We don't need to be paid for. We don't need anything. We don't need a man, right? That has actually, over time, caused men to have a crisis. Men don't know what their role is anymore. Whereas before, it was very clear to them, I must provide for my family. I must be responsible. I must, you know, be the man of the house. I must make important decisions, etc. Now, it's like, I'm dispensable. I'm not needed anymore, right? Psychologists say that father's absence devastates little boys. It devastates them. Even if you can't see it, over time, that absence is felt. A boy with no role model cannot learn to be a man. Psychologists believe it may take hours a day of male contact for a boy to learn how to be a man. And girls also need fathers. So, you know, when people feel like mothers, if they have a divorce or whatever, they feel that when they do things like take the child away from the father, not allow father access to the child, believe me, whenever that happens, you'll see later on, they regret it. Because that child turns on their mother eventually. Right, because that child needed a father. Obviously, that's if they have the choice, if the father is responsible enough to want to be involved. Daughters need their fathers. They need validation from a man. So many times you see girls who get into, you know, relationships outside of marriage, etc. There's a yearning that they have for male attention. And they need that male attention. And if the fathers can provide that, it prevents them from desperately seeking it elsewhere. And, you know, fathers are different. They express their love in a different way. And so as mothers, we should allow that. We should allow them, you know, even when fathers and sons are playing and fighting, there's actually a lot going on there that we can't explain. They're actually learning a lot from each other. And sons are learning from their fathers how to be strong, but at the same time safe. Fathers also, you know, one of the things that we want to encourage in the fathers of our community is to be fully present when they're with their children, okay? And, you know, technology has caused a problem in this, not just with fathers, with mothers as well. You know, this idea that you can, your child is there, you've gone to the park to play with your child, and you just can't stop looking at your phone. You can't stop checking Twitter, Facebook, communicating with somebody. This has a harmful effect. Even though you think you're there, well, I've spent all day with my child, but were you really there? Were you really mentally there? Were you emotionally available? And children notice it. They really sense it. They sense whether their mother is with them or not. And believe me, it has a negative effect. If you're constantly on the phone, constantly checking other things. Some mothers, I heard a radio phone-in where they were talking about this, and some of the mothers were saying that sometimes there's something on Twitter that they were checking, that made them feel upset or made them feel angry, and they would bring that emotion that they felt from the phone into their real life and get angry with their child. Or subhanAllah, you know, these types of things, we shouldn't be allowing this technology to interfere with our real life. We shouldn't be allowing it to shape the way we respond to our husband, our children, etc. Right? So I would say with technology, we need to really have fixed times for these things. Not for it to be something that can interrupt your day constantly. So fathers, you know, really important for them to be present, really important for them to make time to just spend time with their children and to express love. Sometimes in the past generation, they had a different way of expressing love, and they didn't necessarily verbally say, you know, I love you, or even have a lot of physical contact with their children. But Islamically, physical contact with children is important, even for men. The Prophet ﷺ used to kiss children. He kissed his grandchildren. And you know that famous hadith where he kissed one of his children or grandchildren. And one of the Bedouins was there, a Bedouin man. And he said, well, I've got 10 children. I've never kissed any of them. And he was almost saying that as if he's proud of it, you know, because it's seen as a masculine thing, not to show emotion, right? But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disapproved of that. And he said, what can I do if Allah hasn't put mercy in your heart?